and welcome to this week's show. Whilst I might be talking first, it's not me on the decks tonight.
Nope, me neither. I'm sat here with my feet up. It's awesome.
I don't do button mushing. The pan keeps missing the right button.
And I can't be trusted with them.
Well, this swivel chair doesn't let me see over the edge of the desk. That's how you still have you know.
Oh, it's not deliberate. Probably because the usual oaf broke the uppy-downy thing.
Well, this usual oaf pleads not guilty. It just came off in my hand. However, if he's not on the deck, and she's not on the deck, and I'm not on the deck, and neither is he, then that means...
It's me! Yes, I've got all the buttons, and I'm not afraid to use them. I mean, I can't promise they'll be all right in the order that, you know, they're meant to be. But Litho's put stickers on all of them for me, because, well, you lot rubbed all the decals off over the years.
So, Bong Machine, take it away. Dusty's cousin Rusty goes on a wander.
Witherspoon joins Chain Gang.
Forty-seven weeks of muggings in the bubble, the latest runners and riders.
Atrus does battle with Iniv, or is it I-N-I-V, when it comes to the Thargoid sums.
And Alex Zuno gives us their take on the situation.
Hutton declares an outbreak of nothing in our space for a second week in a row.
First, this evening, a report of minor confusion around the guest quarters over at Hutton Orbital earlier this week after visiting dignitary Mrs. Vantean Sr., also known as Mum, made a trip out to Proxima and, being unfamiliar with the rather backwards way we'd wired everything, had a little bit of an incident. Mrs. 21 Sr., not to be without her creature comforts, she'd ordered a spot in the more luxurious quarters aboard the station. Luxury being a relative term aboard this orbital, in this case she got her own room and didn't have to bunk up with anyone. The Apex taxi wished to live at her. She doesn't pilot herself these days, being a lady of leisure. She's got people for that kind of thing. Arrived at Pad 2, and fearful of a very stern glance, the waiting porters rushed to unload her travel luggage. After putting their back out, lifting a few of the bags, they grabbed a nearby forklift and transferred the lot to Madam's quarters. Having retired to freshen up after her long supercruise to the orbital, security cameras spotted our guest wandering the corridors, looking a little cross and more than a smidge perturbed. Liaison officers in full body armour, yes, she's got quite a reputation for having stern words with authorities when they cross her, were dispatched to ensure that Mrs. 21 Sr. was okay. What they found was her wandering corridor to corridor behind her trusty robo-valet, speaking in rather stringent tones. Bad, Rusty! Get back in your house! To which the robo-valet, Rusty, just beeped and proceeded to tack his way down the corridor, clonking and clunking his way edge to edge. Rusty, I'm not going to tell you again. Get back in your house right this instant. At which point she pulled out a handheld device and started stabbing at the buttons, which of course had no effect on Rusty, who by this point had decided that the nice carpet in the corridor needed sweeping. Given his age and rather wonky motors, he proceeded to eat the carpet, turning the faux Persian design into a back-combed monstrosity with shank pile and pulled threads long enough to lose whole detachments of Momus Bog Spaniels. At which point, Rusty dragged the entire thing into one of the lifts, the doors shutting on the now-ruined carpet, or at least half of it, and heading up to the entertainment level. There was a grinding noise as the lift ate the carpet and jammed, but the doors opened just enough for Rusty to rip the corner from the carpet and head into the bar. Mrs. 21P, refusing to be assisted by security teams, took the lift alongside this one, and, arriving in the entertainment wing, stood firmly in front of Rusty with her hands on her hips. Now that's quite enough, young man. I said back in your house, and pushed a button on the handheld device again. Whereupon all the TV stations in the bar turned to Settlements Under the Hammer. At this point, and fearing for Mrs. 21P's life and that of his favourite bar, Cecil dumped a Centauri Mega Gin sling into Mr. Rusty's upper vents. He gave a pathetic whimper and stopped. At which point, Floor Mopping Guy, ever the helpful soul that he is, pushed Rusty back to Mrs. 21's quarters. It turns out the floor hadn't been clean enough for her liking, and opening her travel valet's case, she'd hit the go button. And Rusty had gone. He'd done a good job, but she'd forgotten to plug in his travel case, and with no signal to know where he was, he'd gone on a wander in search of somewhere to recharge. It didn't help that his remote control is near identical to the one in the guest rooms that controls the in-room entertainment suite, though quite often it's stuck broadcasting cat videos for Alvin's amusement. Anyway, maintenance teams have been sent to get the dents out of the walls, and a technician to her room to make sure all appliances are properly connected. The bill for the repairs is being covered by Cecil, as recovering ancient valet tech from a gin to electronics incident can be astronomically expensive, and the consequence is quite dire. This is, of course, a reminder to all pilots and guests visiting the orbital. Lael would like to remind you that you don't need to bring your own domestic appliances, unless, of course, we're in infrastructure failure. So please, in future, call down to reception and we'll send Floor Mopping Guy.
Commander Beetlejuice has sent out an urgent appeal for any sightings of one Commander Witherspoon, who appears to have gone on a walkabout, so you don't have to. Evidence for his present whereabouts is scant, though inspection of his quarters have suggested that he put up quite a struggle given the state of the wreckage and bodily fluids found at the scene. Rumour has it that as a result of racking up a rather sizeable debt with a number of Imperial organisations, a crack team of reclamation agents have seized him and are holding him as an indentured slave in lieu of payment. The debt, of course, on inspection by forensic accountants appears to be purely fictional and manufactured. And the debtor? The Imperial Times News Agency. By sheer coincidence, this week's Imperial Galactic News broadcast, when studied linguistically against Commander Witherspoon's usual output, bears more than a passing resemblance, right down to the exact level of innocent-sounding snark at the authorities. While the Imperial Times Galactic Supplement is an old-fashioned pulp publication made from sacrificed trees, analysts have studied the depth of the typewritten letters, and whoever is typing them by hand is either very angry, in sporadic bursts, or trying to send us a message. Reading all the heaviest letters as a form of Morse code, they appear to say, send help, stop. Kidnapped by Empire, stop. Being forced to write propaganda, stop. Please ask them to stop, stop. New writers drafted, stop. Given hoverboards and tiny yoga mats, stop. I am not cooperating, stop. So you don't have to, stop. Which all sounds a little worrying. We've dispatched a number of Hutton's finest infiltrators to see what they can do about the situation, but in the meantime, this means that Hutton's your best remaining eye on the news out there in the galaxy. Luckily, other than the Thargoids and some confusing stuff about Salvation and the Far God cult and presidential election debates for the federal leadership, there's not much to report. Oh, and the Rackham Hudson peanut butter spread cage match appears to be off, as Rackham's mum complained. Cue much laughing from the Hudson camp.
After 47 weeks, or almost 11 long months, Too Hot Too Messy, the Hutton-led initiative to deliver a Hutton mug and Centauri Megagin to all the stations in the galaxy, has recorded over 81,000 deliveries, half of which are part of the new 70,000 new stations discovered since we started. Too many news in there, oops. Weekly numbers were about the same as last week, and the four-weekly average is hovering around 1,200 a week. One new commander joined this week, increasing the number signed up to 292, who are spread across 96 squadrons. Hutton still has the largest contingent, with 93 commanders, who have delivered over 43,000 mugs. The Buckyball Racing Club are still in second place with almost 4,900. The Winged Hussars are holding third with 3,150. The Paladins are in fourth with over 1,900. The Order of 12 have almost 1,600 in fifth. The Bear Pit are sixth, and the Anti-Xeno Initiative are seventh. The Soteria Accord are eighth, and the Undead are ninth. Elite Dangerous NZ are 10th, and membership of the 1000 Club remains at 10 squadrons. Commander Chicks, yeah him, is still leading the deliveries table with almost 12,000 mugs delivered. Waller 81 is second, having gone into five figures earlier today with over 10,000 deliveries, ahead of Nemb in third with 6,300 deliveries. Shea Blackwood is in fourth place with almost 4,800, ahead of Infinite Dreamer in fifth with 2,900. Talkie Mouse is 6th, ahead of LDSK in 7th. Border Reaver's push has taken them into a clear 8th place, ahead of Reese Lang in 9th. Sinister Hedgehog concludes the top 10. The 1000 Club still has 13 members, and of course we know all of this, because it's tracked live in the Too Hot Too Messy event page in the Hutton Helper. Additionally, there is a chance to win a real-world, dishwasher-unsafe, self-cleaning, so you don't have to, Hutton mug. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in the weekly Thursday to Thursday period will be entered into next week's draw to win a real Hutton mug. Unless, of course, you already have one. 46 lucky commanders have accomplished this so far, and you can see a little golden mug next to their names in the top commanders table. As mentioned, last week's winner was Takamoto. So keep listening for this week's winner to be announced in the banter bit after the news. If you'd delivered 10 mugs and gin every week since the start, 11 months ago, you'd have racked up over 470 deliveries. But so far, only 30 commanders, which is 1 in 9 of those signed up, have achieved this. So if you haven't, why not give it a try and share the burden for the next 4 years? In order to join in the fun, you'll need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download. And then your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Intarius's organic, non-GMO, soya-fed, low cholesterol replicant hamsters, which might not be able to pass a Voigt Kampf test, but using their set of very special skills, will hunt you down and will find you.
Good evening, truckers. Atrus 5060 reporting in with all the latest updates on the Thargoid War. Another strong week for humanity in defending and reclaiming systems from the evil Thargoids. Once again, we had another record-breaking week for the AX community, with 92 systems defended or reclaimed from the Thargoids. The efforts of the MODE Alliance, or is it M-O-D-E, the Hive and the AXI or AXI, as well as countless other groups, I'm not going to mention their name, has proven that we have finally found a means of containing the Thargoids in a little box and deserve the recognition for their heroic efforts. The effectiveness of Thargoid tissue sampling to help in defending systems has proven so powerful that for systems that seem to be around 20 or maybe 30 light years away from the Maelstrom only need 1,500 tissue samples collected and sold to the rescue ships, whereas systems closer to the Maelstrom require a little bit more, with the highest amount of samples needed to be near the 10,000 mark. That's an awful lot of mopping up with tissues, you know. I don't know who made that mess. Anyway, the science of this work has been led by several key individuals. One of them is the humorously named Commander Carpets. Better stay away from that robot from earlier. Anyway, an active member of Operation IDA, or is it IDA, in PDES, or PDES, who has shared their fascinating insights with the MODE, the MODE Alliance, and other AX or AX groups. Overall, the efforts of that community, you know, the AX one, has led us to being able to block and reduce the number of Thargoid alerts this cycle to a very, very manageable 24 systems. Hooray for us! There are a handful of active invasions as well, but if previous weeks are anything to go by, and I'm sure they are, apart from the ones when I was on holiday, they'll be resolved quickly so the AX community, or maybe the Axe community, can focus on Counter-Strikes. No, not the computer game, actually fighting back, and alerts. Maybe even Red Alerts. That is a computer game if you remember it, because you're old like me. Anyway, Hackswing participated in the defence of Tyrannis Maelstrom last cycle. Are we defending Tyrannis or are we defending against Tyrannis? I don't know. Anyway, we provided a quick defeat of the Thargoids in the area. Yay for us. Mode Alliance, or maybe MODE, also managed to claim 29E Orionis. As well from the Thargoids to the concerted efforts of Marauders Vanguard. Pointy. We at Haxcom would like to thank our partners in MODE, or maybe MODE, as well as all of our trackers who've been out there helping in the war effort. You're all splendid. To start off this week's targets, Hackswing will be defending against the Thargoid invasion. Now, I've got your pen handy. It's HIP 29596. You got that? 29596. Combat pilots are asked to focus their efforts in combating Thargoids at the planetary base, also known as Pierce Base, while rescue and supply pilots are asked to work out at the local Coriolis station, De Camp Vision. FTM Haxcom and FTM HaxOps have jumped to Bukumana to provide support. See you out there on the front lines, trackers. For the mag.
From the desk of Alex Zuno, dated yesterday. For the timely attention of the Hutton Orbital Truckers Cooperative, I hope you are all quite well. I would like very much to present a concise report tomorrow which meets at least the basic quality to which we are accustomed. As you may have determined, Imperial Navy Intervention and Rescue maintains a detailed scanning and tracking apparatus which surpasses most other means of quantifying the war, and on which much of said other means relies for correctness. In the last 2.5 months, the INIV Harvest Wing has evicted the alien menace from 199 unpopulated and 16 inhabited systems. I expect fully to achieve our 200th empty system eviction this evening. It will delight you to know that a combination of tearing corrosive material from Thargoids and your proffering of ridiculous trucker words has endeared V to the notion of fitting cargo racks, albeit strictly of the anti-corrosive variety. He enjoys very much proclaiming Gardelou when he jettisons the surplus material and limpet zones, then explodes it all promptly afterwards with the remote release flak which was supposed to be reserved for emergencies. Thus far this week, commanders have repelled 27 alerts with 17 inhabited defended all four invasions at HIP 22052, Lavaroju, Gargoxins, and Oris, and evicted 53 control systems with Wanmi, Valawoth, HIP 20948, VD plus 7784, and Balak beginning recovery. Thanks to our strategic manipulation of Thargoid attack patterns, we can be sure that Maelstrom Haddad will lose 3 attacks, Ligong and Oya each will lose 4 attacks, and Thor will be unable to attack, having lost all 5. The present total is 84 systems, and after the transport of several thousand units of corrosive cargo from HIP 8825, it would be well for that to become 85 within the hour. Assuming the above paragraph would suffice were the final count, I intend to update it tomorrow morning following any further alien humiliation, which definitely will occur at a few more systems around Maelstrom Cookiejo. Speaking of Maelstroms themselves, I intend preparing for and exploring within them in place of improving the aesthetics of your bounty totals for a while. Commander Alex Dunor, Imperial Navy Intervention and Rescue. Follow-up message received dated today. In week 30, commanders repelled 29 alerts and 18 inhabited, defended all four invasions at HIP 22052, Lovoroju, Gawongixiangs, and Oros, and evicted 59 control systems with 3 captures at 1 Mivala Wharf, HIPs 20948 and 8825, BD plus 7784, and Balak, beginning recovery. That becomes a total of 92 systems, 1 versus only 34 attacks, making it one of the best weeks for humanity we have seen. Additionally, thanks to our strategic manipulation of Thargoid attack patterns, Maelstrom Haddad lost 3 attacks. Li Gong and Oya each lost 4 attacks. Thor was unable to attack, having lost all 5. The last time any inhabited systems were lost was 11 weeks ago.
Hang on a minute. I just said all of that. Well, in a roundabout fashion.
Much like last week, you could argue that there is bugger all going on in Hutton Space. 5 systems are on the naughty step this week, and apart from past events, the Master Control Situation Display Panel board is completely clear. More on those stories coming up. 2 systems that are seemingly locked in a wooden spoon pact, Hilpar Sai and LP525-39, both on 35 last week, both lost 4 points to join each other, 31. LP532-39 managed to be marginally less good to claim this week's wooden spoon. As was the case for the previous 3 weeks, both systems have a clear board with nothing of note going on, so feel free to go in there and boost Hutton's interests. Recent wooden spoon winner Stein 2051 fell a point to 34. Returning to the zone of concern after a brief holiday in the 40s is Ross 671, perched on 35. Still maintaining its point-a-week upward trend, the notoriously hard-to-move Epsilon Indy has managed to soar to the dizzying heights of 37. The smelling salts have been put on standby for next week. One system that we haven't heard much from in a while is Barnard Star, and I thought I'd get to mention it when I saw it on 33 a couple of days ago. But no, B-Star continues to defy me after scuttling back up to 41. At the overachieving end of the Hutton Systems table, we have 5 systems on or above 60%, and priorities this week are if you want to chuck something, boost LP 525-39 and Hill Par Sai.